You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sun getting ready to come up here in just a little bit. Be obscured by clouds for a little while. But then into the low 60s today. Pretty day. Hey, it's time for a trending report with your boys in the morning on the Dom and Jeremy show. The Nuggets were at home last night, where they usually do quite well. They did not do quite well last night. And the 76ers pretty much slapped us down.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a lot of running. You know, you get tuckered out.
A lot of squeaky shoes.
A lot of squeaks, yeah.
They don't get much time to sit and cry about it, though. Nuggets turn right around and play again tonight at Ball Arena. Now it's the Chicago Bulls. Although, Jeremy, no Michael Jordan anymore.
I thought, what?
No, sorry.
When did this happen?
And the Avs are playing tonight, too. So, the Kraken. Cool. They're playing the Kraken.
Cool.
Up in Seattle. We already talked about the snowless start to the season. 211 consecutive days without measurable snowfall. Now that today has rolled around, it's 212 consecutive days.
We'll break the record for sure. I was listening to Mike Nelson the other night.
Oh, Mike Nelson.
Love Mike Nelson, don't you?
He tells us that his wife is like our biggest fan of this show.
She's awesome too, then.
Mm-hmm.
I like Mike Nelson. We're going, what is it, Thursday, I want to say, is the record latest? This coming Thursday? I could be way off, but anyway, we're going to break it. For the latest snowfall.
Well, at the Central Park Weather Observation Site, we broke it today.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I was way, way off.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of fun.
Tied the record on Thursday.
Oh,
so today.
Oh, so it was that. Okay. So it was yesterday.
So we're 212 consecutive days now.
That's the Thursday I was thinking.
How about that? We talked about the horrible tragedy at Astroworld. At the Travis Scott concert, of course, some other people were on stage, too. Now, as expected, the lawsuits are coming in. One in particular, a class action suit, represents so far, 282 people. But the lawyer who filed this says at least another 120 people have contacted him seeking representation. And the total amount for this lawsuit? $2 billion.
My God.
$2 billion. Travis.
Do we know how this started?
Well,
I've
read some stuff about
been following it. Following this too close.
There's all sorts of conflicting stories about whether the people on stage knew what was going on or not.
But why the rush? Was somebody poking somebody with needles? I've heard that story.
What I've read, and I could be wrong, is that this is like the trend that people do at some of these type of festival shows. They start pushing. And that in the past, artists have encouraged people to get as close to the stage as they could.
Okay.
And that's part of what's going on here.
Is there any sort, just playing devil's advocate, I know this mm-hmm. is horrible, any sort of responsibility falling on these people for just knowing what they're getting into when they go to something like this?
You can't look at it that way. No court is going to look at it.
They're not going to look at it. It's like, you know what you're getting into.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I think you're looking at a settlement issue here is what's going to be happening. Drake is one of the other defendants, by the way. So it's Travis Scott, Drake, Live Nation, the stadium itself, Apple Music.
Holy cow. Man.
And Travis Scott's company. Hmm. The attorney says, quote, the defendants stood to make an exorbitant amount of money off of this event, and they still chose to cut corners, cut costs, and put attendees at risk.
Hmm.
What happened at Astroworld cannot happen again.
Sad stuff. It really makes you kind of think twice about going to those type of events,
Amen,
too.
Amen, brother.
You know, you're like,
And then the last thing I got is some news for nerds for you, because I like this, and especially, Jeremy, you like to take road trips with your family.
I do, yes.
Drive up to Iowa.
Very much
you
so.
Ever turn around in the back seat, and you see these kids all, everybody's wearing headphones and kind of...
sure, zoning out a little
zoned
bit.
Zoned out, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's... So now, it will not be long before you can take a road trip where everyone in the car, let's say you have four people in the car, everyone can listen to their own music, their own podcast, whatever they want, with no headphones.
Yeah.
And you're saying, I don't want that cacophony of sound. Uh-uh. What happens is there's an audiologist, somebody who deals in sound, right, who says we are very close to having cars that have personal sound zones. so that you could be sitting in the driver's seat listening to something and nobody else in the car can hear it. It only can be heard in your part of the car.
That's kind
of
cool.
And the same with the back seat and left and right and the passenger front seat. You could all have your own zone, turn it up, and the sound would not escape that zone.
That's kind of neat.
That, my friend, we are living in the future. They say that is not far away. If you're a member of the Mindbender Club, that story will go out today in the mailer with a little link so you can read more
about it. Whatever drowns out my mother-in-law, who's usually sitting in the middle of the back seat.
Mm-hmm. You need your own
something
personal sound zone.
I like the sound thing, and then if there's some sort of climate bubble we could put around her, because it's always, I'm hot, I'm cold, I'm hot, I'm cold, and...
You could do like National Lampoon's Vacation and attach her to the roof of the car.
That's probably the best bet. Just
put her on the roof.
Bungees and put her up.
Put her rocking chair up on the roof. What else?
Big day today. It's World Toilet Day. A recent poll said 12% of men admit to just sitting in there and watching movies, not really doing their business. They're just sitting there watching Mission Impossible or whatever they're watching.
I will tell you, I've done that once in my life, and that was when I was doing
an
entire movie.
Wow.
It's because I was doing my prep for my colonoscopy.
Oh, sure. You just hang out in there.
I still remember which movie it was, too. It was on my iPad, and it was that Denzel Washington one where he's the pilot and the plane goes upside down or whatever.
Yep, that one. I know which one you're talking
about.
I don't
remember what it's called.
Just hung out.
Yeah.
This apparently is not for people doing any sort of prep, Dom. They're just hanging out and...
Oh.
Catching up on some of their TV time.
And maybe escaping the rest of the family.
That could be it, too. So go celebrate World Toilet Day today. Big news. Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian were spotted holding hands.
There you go.
Next story. If you could attend a celebrity's holiday party, whose would it be, Dom? Whose would it be? They surveyed about 2,000 people. They did come up with an answer. I was trying to think about that myself.
I need time to think about
it. I'd probably do like a Paul Rudd, a Will Ferrell, something kind of fun. I feel like some laughter. Anyway, number one, The Rock. Everyone loves The Rock. They just want to go hang out at his house. Will Smith was up there. Lady Gaga, Betty White, Tom Hanks, and Rita Wilson were on there. America's Dad, Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell.
If it's a celebrity's holiday party, I might choose Oprah because I feel like the food would be great. And her circle,
mad catering,
and her mad catering, and her circle of friends would probably be pretty cool
pretty
too.
Yeah. Elon Musk might be there. That'd be kind of fun. Do you got my Gorilla Glue wrap all teed up? Does everybody remember Tessica Brown, the Gorilla Glue girl who put Gorilla Glue in her hair, couldn't get it out, had to go to some fancy plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, and he used a bunch of different chemicals, and 4 hours later, finally got all the glue out. She's now entered the rap scene. She's got a new track called My Hair. Word is she wrote all the lyrics herself.
Really?
And it's going to make her even more famous. It's called My Hair.
My Hair.
If you want to look that up online. So it sounded pretty good to me.
Yeah, I believe it is spelled M-A, hair. Not my, it's my hair.
My hair.
My
what
hair.
Was I saying? My hair.
It's my.
My.
No, it's
M-A.
My. My hair.
My hair. Isn't that what I was saying?
It's not like you're saying my.
No, I'm not saying my. I got it in front of me. It's M-A.
It's muh.
My hair. Red Vines takes center stage for Fat America this morning. Red Vines is now combining with gingerbread for the holiday season.
Why?
They're releasing Red Vines gingerbread twists. You're a gingerbread twist. That sounds like some holiday Kama Sutra stuff right there.
Hey!
Gave her the old gingerbread twist.
I'm in.
Anyway, it's on their website. All right, let's do clickbait. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. The Comedy Wildlife Photography Awards for 2021.
So good.
Have been released. All the winners are on there. And I will say that the top one, the monkey who's like racking himself, is pretty darn funny. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.